I want to give way now to Greg Gaines, who's the ministry leader and missionary representing our church in Guyana, South America. Back in August, the group went to Guyana, South America, as they do every year for their two-week mission trip. And Greg's going to share with us some pictures and some thoughts about the vision, mission, and purpose of this ministry as they move forward in the 21st century. So I'm going to give the mic to Greg and give him your attention, please.
Dean, if you'd like to come forward. I've got some calendars here. We're going with one per family. So if I already got you one last week, just pass when Dean goes. I think I got enough for about one per family. This calendar is this last year's campaign, so all the pictures in it came from this last year's trip. Okay, let's go ahead and start. As we go through here, Jesus went about doing good. You know, in our lives, as we have opportunity, let us reach out and help those who we can. Paul says, let us not become weary in doing well. This is pictures of the church there in Kamako, where we go every year, the congregation there, some of the houses that are there, some of the families that we visit. That's Brother Norris, his wife. This is pictures from the back of the churchyard. You know, here you look at a parking lot there. You can look at a lot prettier sights as you look down from the church. These are some of the families that we visited up in Yeribo. A lot of flooding going on this year. And this family is gathering scrap iron to sell. So that's how they'll make a lot of the money that they need for the kids to go to school this year, by that scrap iron. That scrap iron he dug out of the mud and he put it in a boat and got it to his front yard. I'm not sure how he did that, but that's what he had done. This is the church that is meeting. Normally in years past, we have had a youth camp. And this year it was not possible, even though we tried. So we switched direction a little bit and had a day camp at Kamaka, where we invited kids from the community to come and have Bible classes and games in the afternoon, then campfire and devotional at night. And so we kind of switched the format with a camp this year, and things went very well as we moved in that direction. My family, Christina, Lily, Darlene, myself, John, and Dean were the went on the trip this last year. And this is some of the work that we've done, pictures of the day camp. A lot of you ladies have been contributing toward playground equipment, and as you can see in some of this direction, it's starting to unfold. Starting to build it in ways that the kids there cannot tear it down. During the camp, we would have games in the afternoon and classes at the same time. On the playground, I think we have slide in together now. We have teeter-totters together and swings. And some of the guys donated a basketball hoop. So there's a lot of basketball going on. This is VBS, the Bluebirds. Lily put together a singing group for leading Vacation Bible School songs. So every morning that we started Vacation Bible School, the Bluebirds would lead us in our songs. And it was quite an exciting way to begin. So it's pretty cool. But anyway, the playground equipment is turning our churchyard where young people and children are there all the time. So it's really kind of an exciting thing as you see things taking place. More and more children, more and more youth are taking place and, you know, being with our congregation there. You can see the teeter-totter on the left, the swings on the right, basketball hoops on the very, very far left of the picture, all in the churchyard as we develop it. One of our family here bought a ping pong table. That's right there in the very back corner, been installed, and they've been playing ping pong. The children have there during the game time, so forth like that. That's our church building, the classes, VBS class in the mornings as they took place. I'm guessing, 50 to 60 people there in the mornings, and about that number at night. Then the last day, there was quite a bit more as we came on that last day. Had VBS classes down below for the children where the girls taught the classes, and they had our 24/7 again this year gave us several suitcases full of materials, and the kids just loved them. They just enjoyed those materials so much. Campfire at night, a good time to spend in fellowship and in, you know, spending time with each other, discussing things. Medical mission again this year, like we had last, where things were donated. Many of you helped us sending a crate, and we had 15-plus boxes of medical supplies this year that went down and donated to the clinic that took place there in the bottom of the church building. And also we gave it to the Linden Hospital, to the doctors that are there. And that's Darlene at the hospital making the last of the donations. All this stuff is free, and so it's going to help the people that are there. And very, very, very much needed. And I got ready to leave last year, and somebody had given me another 15 boxes I couldn't carry in suitcases, so we sent that extra crate. That's Dr. Anna, Dr. Mark in there, and those are the ones helping. This some of the pictures for the ladies that have been helping here for the playground each year. Teeter totter. I was teeter tottering on that and couldn't tear it up. It's built really well, you know, as fat as I am. So kids having a ball. I mean, it's just like from the time it gets light till the time it's dark, there's kids out there playing tremendously. Now, last Sunday, I mentioned that I need a little bit more money to make changes in the water system we put in. The water system, I need to convert it to steel, parts of it, and I was not able to do it this year because the water was a lot higher and there's been a lot more piranha biting people this year. And several of our family there in the church have been bitten by piranha lately. But right now, this month, what I didn't realize when I put this in, that the water level right now at this time of year is low enough where you can walk through it. When I put it in last year, we had to do it by boat, and I had Christina and a couple of young people there swimming down to the bottom and getting the stuff, not Christina, but April, swimming down and bringing the pipe up and working. I sat in a boat and worked. But at this time of year, this gets so low that you can walk through it. And so what happened this last year, about 2 months before we went on our trip, poverty is so low over there. Somebody took a hacksaw, and I used PVC pipe. It cut it in two and walked off with 300 feet of pipe. So the water system that we put in a couple months before we left last year, they weren't able to keep using it. So I emailed several of you and asked for ideas, and some of the engineers come back with ideas and thoughts. And so what we're going to do, coming up out of the bottom of the river into this freshwater stream, we're going to place that with steel. So they are all set up to replace that with steel. And I've got I got 600 now. I need 300 more bucks to buy the materials. But we're getting ready to do that. This last year, prayerful direction, I sat down with the leaders of the congregations, and we had a night of prayer on the mountain of prayer. When we go up and climb up a mountain, we spend most of the night in prayer. And then during the week, we sit down and we try to pray and plan for direction of the congregations. The Blueberry Hill Church, the Kamaka Church, the feeding, the nurturing, the classes, the materials, the direction that's going to take place. And how, you know, working with these men, and how are they going to lead their congregation toward a closer relationship with the Lord. Next year, Lord willing, we are looking at going upriver to Maritaro. Maritaro is an Amerindian Indian reservation. It's about 2 hours up the river. If you've been on the Demerara River, the only way you can get there is by boat. So we got to go up 2 hours by boat. And Maritaro, this is a community of about 500 people. They live on the water. There's no roads. There's nothing like that. The only way you get there is by boat. There's a school that we'll see right here where we're hoping to stay. Also a medical clinic. You're going down the river, and this just pops up on the left. Now, for all the kids in the audience, these guys go to school by boat every morning. They get in a boat, and they paddle to school. So there's like close to 90 students that go to this school that you're seeing up here every morning for school during the school year. They have a telephone that works. I went over and picked it up. It has a dial tone. It's by a radio or something there. There's a school where Lord willing will be staying. And what we want to do, and I'm arranging with the doctors now there, to have a VBS in the morning, a medical mission during the day, and then a crusade at night. Lord willing, prayerfully establish a congregation there. So if anybody's considering going with us, next year would be a good time as we go upriver and try to establish a new church in that area. It's going to be very primitive. There's no electricity. You'll have a nice place to stay. That blue house will be where we'll all be staying. But it'll be, you know, a rough week and a half as we go up there and work in that direction. The doctors have already committed that they'll go. So it's really, really looking good for that. But I wanted to share with you a little bit about this year's campaign. The calendars you got are the same pictures, so you can leaf through them, and I put some notes on there. So it's quite exciting, and a lot of good things are going. I'm keeping everybody updated on Wayne and the World Bank grants. We've gotten another World Bank grant, and one of the pictures was a cosmetology class. And also the pictures of a new kitchen that was put downstairs, and the ladies of the congregation are feeding all the students in the school in Kamaka one hot meal a day. So there's just a lot of stuff going on, a lot of stuff happening. But I wanted to share everybody, you know, what was going on with the Guyana work, and then I want to kind of to just drop it back to this, is Jesus went about doing good. You know, it doesn't have to be spectacular. It don't have to be, you know, in the public knowledge. It don't have to be on the newspapers. None of that. But as we have opportunity, let's just do good. As the Lord brings something in front of you, let's just do good. Thank you.